This is Nina Lockwood, and welcome to the Inspired Life Formula Program, Module 2, Exercise Number 3, Present Moment Awareness. In this practice, we are going to dive into presence, or what I've called present moment awareness. And the way in is to bring all your attention to this moment now, where you can realize that what you're noticing is both what and who you are. Now, most of us go through our day preoccupied with what's happened in the past or what might happen in the future, what has to get done, what we need to plan for or avoid, or what we should have done or wish hadn't happened. And we go over and over these memories and assumptions about the future, so that we default into automatic pilot with what's right in front of us in the moment. And when we stop to think about it, we can really see how easy it is to get caught up in what's going on in our heads instead of experiencing everything else besides thinking that is actually happening in the moment. Even when we're doing something important or necessary and meaningful, we can totally miss the richness of what's happening inside us as well as outside us when our attention is elsewhere. Now, I know most, if not all of you, have had the experience of present moment awareness more than once in your lives. When you've been in a magnificent place in nature, or when you listen to a wonderful piece of music, or when you stand in front of a piece of art or great beauty, your mind becomes silenced by something so much greater and more profound, and you find that your awareness is heightened while your sense of yourself either drops away or finds that it's part of a much larger context. And it's possible to increase the amount of time that you're in this expanded state of being so that you can live your life from a much deeper, richer, extremely fulfilling and meaningful place. If you've already tried ways to silence your mind, you know that it can be quite a challenge to find quiet in your head for more than a few moments, because after a while, the thoughts start up again. All the meditation techniques address this challenge, either by having you place all your focus on one thing, like a flame or a mantra or the breath, so that your focus comes to a single point and all your attention goes there. And that gives your mind something to do, so the mental chatter subsides. And as your focus remains on that one thing, your attention is naturally drawn away from the sounds or images in the head. So what do you find when your attention moves from the past or the future to the awareness of this moment? Just everything. There's a sense of always been here, the isness of things, a fullness, a love that is not dependent on behavior, but it's the ground of everything. And there's a deep sense of belonging. You don't have to put up an adversarial or a defensive front because there's nothing that isn't a part of you. Everything shares the same essence. So there's no need to search outside yourself to find yourself, because you're already everywhere here. All the stories drop away, and you simply be the experience of this all-encompassing presence. The experience of what Catherine Ingram refers to as awakened awareness completely eclipses the need for any pursuit of meaning or purpose, because those are concepts and they become meaningless when we have the direct experience of our own inner wisdom through this presence-based silence. So you'll find your own way with this practice. There are countless opportunities to find yourself in this awakened state by chance. And our intention is to invite this awareness into our experience deliberately, so that it becomes the foundation for how we live in the world. And just to clarify, I'm not suggesting that you drop everything and become blissed out so that you can function. The exact opposite is possible. You find a clarity and an ease, a grace with which your actions are embodied. That same force that we referred to when we spoke of allowing for the benefit of others is what we are welcoming into this very essence of our being. And doing this can actually inform your life rather than take you out of it. So, as with all the practices that we engage with in this program, do your best to keep track of your experiences in your journal. The easy parts or the hard bits, the things that help you or what appears to get in your way. You'll probably start by doing this practice where you're in a relatively quiet place and you're not subject to being disturbed. But eventually you'll be able to drop into this awakened awareness at other times during your day, the hectic or the demanding moments where everything can suddenly light up and transform your experience. So I'll lead you through this exercise that I've drawn from several spiritual teachers and their recommendations. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps you invite your own awakened awareness to emerge. Just remember that you don't need to use anyone's specific directions. Just take them as pointers and find what works for you. So, as you're comfortably seated or lying down, your eyes can be closed or softly focused. Just take a breath and do your best to let everything drop away as much as you're able. Put aside your to-do list, your regrets, or your expectations, and just be. Let your breath come and go on its own accord. Allow any tightness in your muscles to melt. And if it helps, focus your attention on your heart, putting all your attention on that one place so that your mind is in service of your intention. Then begin to notice what else is here, in addition to your heart beating. Just let yourself become aware of the subtle presence of the life force that permeates everything. And then notice too that sense of being, your being, and the beingness of everything around you. Notice that sense of stillness, and whether that stillness contains a sense of completeness. Maybe there are no words to describe what you're noticing, only that you are noticing. There's no searching for concepts like meaning or purpose, because everything in your awareness already has meaning or purpose just in and of itself. And notice, as best you can, that inner stillness has the quality of connection. Nothing is separate from you beyond the most superficial of details. Where do you end, and where does other begin? And what would it be like if you knew that you were the wave and the ocean? Different only in your changing form and transitory nature. Can you notice how your sense of the me that's been created and defined by memories just seems to disappear into a sense of isness that transcends those memories? Maybe you're noticing that there are no words. There's no self. You're just here. Now, you may need to keep refocusing your attention on your heart so that the mind settles down. Maybe you just hear it humming in the background, and that's just fine. And if you feel as though your efforts have been too results-driven, or you haven't had the experience that you wanted to, let that be okay too. You're creating the space in your being into which that awakened awareness can emerge. Sometimes it happens in a moment, and sometimes it's a matter of holding the space until you catch a glimpse of it. So no effort is ever wasted, and all efforts count more than you will ever know. So as best you can, just let yourself soften into this felt experience of what may feel like both the known and the unknown. And when this feels complete for you, let yourself express gratitude in whatever way is meaningful for you. And then allow yourself to come back gently and easily into the everyday world of form and action.